Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly responding favorably to the surprises for once since last December in a USDA report. But old crop ending stocks for corn came in fairly near expectations, but a little bit less. And new crop ending stocks came in well below expectations. Yield dropped below expectations. Everybody was thinking the USDA would raise the yield from 156.6, many around 157.7 to 158, and the yield came in at 154.5, I think it was, or something close to that. So that was a big surprise. And, of course, we have to realize the corn market has gotten itself too cheap too soon, and the crop is going to be late this year. Then the old crop world-ending stocks came in slightly below what traders were thinking, and so did the new crop world-ending stocks. On soybeans, old crop-ending stocks were pretty much unchanged again. We have to understand, 125 million bushels is the USDA's line in the sand. They're going to fudge the numbers. They are not going to go under that 125. In the meantime, new crop-ending stocks fell from what the trade was expecting. They've been running at 295 million bushels, and it came in around 262 or something like that. The new crop yield on beans was dropped. We expected a reduction, and it was dropped 1.9 bushels to the acre, so even lower than what many traders were expecting. And it wouldn't surprise me that it comes down again. What all this says is, look out if we talk about cool, wet fall, or we talk about a frost freeze. It's going to just absolutely ignite the bean market. Even though we know that South America is looking at planting another aggressively higher production year for soybeans in Brazil and Argentina, with Paraguay and Uruguay and some of these outlying little countries not increasing at all, maybe decreasing a little bit, we have to realize that isn't going to help until you get into the spring of next year. So, and they certainly weren't able to handle this year's large crop, so how will they handle next year's much better? That said, China has come in and bought an awful lot of grain today. They bought 713,000 metric tons of new crop beans, and then 140,000 went to unknown destinations besides. Huge sales, so everything was positive today and sent the market running after some pretty hard sell-offs here, both in corn and beans. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.